Good morning. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll call the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have 11-30 agenda item, and it's meeting with Administrative District Judge and Trial Court Administrator. So, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you two?
We're good.
Well, good, good.
We're doing great, and we're happy to be here, and even happier to say we have nothing to talk about. Everything.
Smooth sailing.
Yeah. Yeah, everything's just doing what it's supposed to be doing.
Excellent.
And I want to give a lot of credit to both Benita and Chris for making that happen, because we meet, the three of us meet frequently. Last meeting we had was last week, and I think they were in my office for an hour and 20 minutes, and they just have things addressed, you know.
Yeah.
Smooth, just smooth.
Such a great report.
Yeah, that's cool. That's very good. I love it. That sounds good. The only thing I know of is that we're doing some long-range planning when stuff gets shuffled around because of the vacancy that the admin building is going to take staff and people from these buildings, and making sure you guys are plugged into that and giving wise counsel.
Chris went to that initial meeting.
Okay.
I think Rick Brenton.
Yes.
Invited.
Yep.
Yeah, I would consider that it's purely philosophical at this point, and so if you have something, put it down on the table, and we'll see where the dust settles.
No, we appreciate being invited to that.
You bet. Yeah.
We have some ideas.
Yay! Well, good. Yeah. Well, even jury or whatever. I know the room that Tony has upstairs. I meet a lot of people that are going from the street directly to there and back down, and it's not very much space, but if it could get moved down on ground floor, it'd be much less traffic in the court area.
Yeah, not lining up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's part of, we have talked with Jess about it, and have talked with Rick, preliminary.
Right, yeah.
So.
Yeah. I think now's the time to dream and think what we could do.
Yes.
Good deal.
Chairman?
Yes.
And there are exciting things happening in the world of courts and judges and all that. You're getting cameras, two cameras in each courtroom, so that project, is that installed yet?
No, not currently. I believe they're, if I remember right, they received the shipment and they're getting that lined up.
Okay.
Check in with Rick Britton.
And then you had your final courtroom remodel. So all the courtrooms are minus the green carpet. And
yes, and the,
Aww.
The courtroom remodel, I cannot say enough about our facilities.
Aren't they super quality, good looking?
If you want to take a peek, they came in, of course, well under budget. And they're just fantastic. They do a great job.
Yeah.
They really do. And
county a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's really good.
And Chairman, we were just in courtroom 315, so we've had the opportunity as a board, in between the meetings that we conduct, we were observing. We were in Judge Whitney's courtroom for a trial that was happening.
I didn't even realize. Which trial was it?
It's the one where you got after the gentleman for his phone going off.
Oh, were you?
And when he tried to come back in, you told him he couldn't come back till this afternoon.
It's rare for me to yell at somebody like that, but you have a courtroom full of people.
Right.
You know, you've got to get people to turn their phones off.
Right.
And when that phone did go off, that was a critical moment in the trial. The reading of the charge is a big deal.
Yes.
Because the first time the jury hears,
yeah,
what is this person actually charged with? And so we didn't, after that, we didn't have any other cell phone problems.
I'm sure that's true.
Surprise.
I was intimidated. I thought, I never want to cross this man anywhere.
It's funny. I didn't see you, but, you know, it's a courtroom full of
people.
Sure, it's full of people. Yeah.
And then last.
Yeah, and he did come back. I don't know who.
Yeah, okay.
But the man did come back.
Yeah.
Everything was fine.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Further, I just noticed the guy came back and turned off his phone.
Well, then it was very effective messaging. And then last week we were in Judge Petty's courtroom for the
murder trial.
Yep, for the murder trial. Very interesting and good when you have partnerships. Benita, I really appreciate Benita. She was interested in building relationships between the prosecutor's office, trials court administrator, our judges, the ADJ, all of that, that's been her heart and her mantra since I've been here. And she's been very effective at helping facilitate all those relationships in the courthouse. So appreciate her. She's got a great sidekick.
Sidekick.
That's right. As we've heard already from Judge Whitney. So good things. I think it's good when people can hear that the relationships between offices, and this is, these are elected offices that our judges have. So your elected bodies, and then to come just share with the commissioners what your needs are and what's happening. It's really a positive win for Canyon County taxpayers.
Thank you.
It's great that you came to see court in process. My suggestion would be, you want to see something else interesting, would be to go to a sentencing for a bigger case, whether it's me or Judge Petty or some other judge. It's an interesting process to see.
Well, I was, yes, I was just asking when the sentencing, so Prosecutor Boyd, will happen for the murder trial that we were in. Okay, so, yeah, I didn't realize that there was space between those, first of all, but then you all three have been here long enough that the sentencing that happened on the part of the judge maybe 3 or 4 years ago, there were 5 breakouts from a courtroom where the marshals got involved, the Caldwell police got involved, the sheriff's office got involved, because that's a pivotal moment in that person's life. And so the security of the courthouse is paramount, and the law enforcement present in that from our marshals and from the police during that trial was significant.
Yes.
So it's really important, and we haven't had incidents where that was weird to have people run down the hall and break the door open, but aside from that anomaly, it's maintained well. You guys have a hard job, and the security of our judges is important, and the people that work in that prosecution sentencing, it's a big deal in our community.
Yes.
Indeed.
Well, good.
Sounds like the pivot to the cloud project is moving forward. So whatever happened between our last meeting and this one has been successful.
It seems to be going okay. No one's told me anything to the contrary.
Yeah, we received a letter from Counsel Jason Spillman.
Yes.
A week ago, so.
Like it's progressing. It's
good. We'll let the people do their tech things.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah. Chairman, I have a question. I attended a negotiation conflict management, and the instructor for that class was in charge in Ada County for the renters.
Oh, the eviction.
The eviction, yes. On that. And she asked me where Canyon County was at with that, and that program ceased and desist several years ago. But there's no, I guess, an update just for the record so I can provide, because I think I'm going to take another class from her in the fall, but there's no plans to bring that back.
No, not this time.
Yeah. And that was a big part of what you did, right, Chris?
There was a gentleman tied to my office where he headed that up, but my involvement in it was really minor.
Okay.
And really our feedback, and it's been a few years, were feedback from, you know, the landlords, they would rather
not have that.
Yeah, I don't want to say it so strongly they weren't supporting that, but it somewhat bogged down the process. And of course, our caseloads for, they're called unlawful detainers, is not near as high as Ada County.
Yeah.
So this time there is not any plans to bring that back.
Well, and if you need an eviction, and then there's a lengthy process for that, it's hard on the person that holds the property. And
yes,
yeah, pros and cons on both sides.
You know, one thing I'd like to announce, Chris, you yesterday, Sue Hill, our mental health court coordinator and veterans treatment court coordinator, received an award from I'll let you speak to it. On that committee.
It's the Idaho Behavioral Health Committee, and Sue Hill received the Mental Health Advocate Award. It sounds like they awarded one to an individual in each of the judicial districts, and in third district, it was Sue Hill. She got nominated and received the award, and was given that, or that was presented yesterday. yesterday morning.
Very nice.
Aaron Williams, and I can see his face, the individual who replaced Chad Thompson.
Oh, yes, Andrew. Andrew something.
Last name.
Yes.
And they came over, well, Andrew came over, took pictures, and I saw it last night on Facebook on the Canyon County page of Sue.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, congratulations to Sue Hill. That is very nice. Thank you. We always like highlighting that. One of the things that I think is important is to highlight exemplary employees. I've been in favor of an employee of the month or whatever, just rotating that around. And we've been had success, Chairman, in getting that. We had, I think one of the first ones was the dispatch trainer over in the sheriff's office. Has a pretty interesting history in a high-stress field, so we were successful in getting him some recognition for the work that he does. But super important to highlight people. That's a tough field.
Yeah.
One in demand that you're not going to ever have too many candidates lined up to work in that. So congratulations to her.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, very good. Anything else?
I don't have anything.
I love good reports.
We'll see you at 3:30. It's our budget hearing, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, this will be.
Yeah, you've got good. quite the budget of different parts.
Yeah.
Pieces, good grief.
And Chairman Benita, you'll have your new person for the finance. She'll be presenting the budget?
Yeah, I'll be doing the presentation, but she's going to be with us and all questions, you know, she would be able to answer
awesome
questions too regarding.
Good. Just consider it a very relaxed, you're telling a story, and we're here to hear it. So.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
You bet.
Have a good afternoon.
You too.
Make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. We are adjourned.
Bye.
Thank you.